that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
All righty. I feel good. And I know that somebody may be asleep at the switch, and that's our doctor. He's supposed to have called in. He hasn't called in yet. He will soon. And in the meantime, I can tap dance and talk about more commercial real estate. So let's talk a little bit more about commercial real estate. It was up last week. You heard me broadcasting live from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. And we had the dean on, who talked about, actually the provost, who talked about all the things that were going on up there. But while I was at the conference, I learned a whole bunch of things. And what I learned mostly was that, as we said earlier, the retail business continues to evolve. As there's fewer and fewer retail centers needed and built because people are moving closer together, I guess we'll have the retail being built in pedestals at the different buildings. So some people may be saying, hey, we'll build a building and we'll have Publix in the ground floor. Sooner or later, that's going to happen. In fact, it's already been happening here. There's a bunch of mixed-use deals that have Publix as a component, and even more that are going to have Publix as a component going forward. So you're going to see Publix coming in and doing what I call cost sharing on their site. They're sharing with the apartment or condo people or office people or other retailers to build a vertical store. You know, many years ago, I started doing the first urban Publixes. I did one in downtown Fort Lauderdale off of Andrews Avenue, just south of the river. And so I modestly, of course, take credit for helping kick off the residential boom over in Broward in downtown Fort Lauderdale. My friend Harvey Taylor, he did the same thing here on Brickell when he built the initial Publix off of Brickell Avenue. In fact, you see it when you're driving in and out of Brickell now. You still can't get in there. It's right off of the People Mover. But Harvey had a vision. And now there's three Publixes, a new Whole Foods coming, and you just can't get enough food and beverage and all kinds of stuff in Brickell. And we talked a little bit earlier this month about where's the new Brickell, and I've termed the fact that the new Brickell is Brickell, and that's because Brickell continues to evolve and grow and change, and you're going to see continuing development on Brickell. And the thing that's coming next, in my opinion, is going to be office. Office, office, office. That's what we need. We need office now because all these people are moving here. Office hasn't been built in like 10 years except for Alan Ojeda's smoking great deal and the building that that they built off of the river, too. That's a gorgeous building, too. Loretta Cochran, that's who built that deal. So new office is going to be needed sooner rather than later, and it's going to come in places that you didn't expect. You'll see it in Edgewater, Aventura, Coral Gables, Coconut Grove probably. You're going to see new office being built everywhere, everywhere. So office is coming. You're seeing retail coming everywhere. We know condos are coming. What's the big problem for people today? The big problem is multifamily, finding a place where you can build apartments for places that for people that live here. That's going to be the biggest thing. It's going to be the toughest thing to find a good place to build the good apartments. And what you're seeing now is what I call the theory of one block. The theory of one block means that it's just one block away from where you are today could be the good site. Superman, is that my doctor? Superman. Is that the doctor? Superman's got the doctor.